Online Podcast 223. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Online Podcast. I was trying to sound different in the beginning of the podcast. I was trying to sound a little bit gentler. Because it is, after all, yesterday was Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. How are you, ladies? I was supposed to be doing a show with a very special mom that I get to meet several years ago, but we won't spend too much time talking about why we didn't do it. But she suddenly had a family emergency that she has to leave town, so we are unable to do the recording. But I promise I would definitely have her back, and she was keen to come back to talk to us about her story of being a mother to two gay children. So we're going to be talking about that, and I'm going to make sure that I have my phone here, because Bruce is about to come home any time now, and we're going to go out for dinner, and then we're going to go watch The Sopranos. Yes, it is Sunday evening that I'm recording this recording, and this recording, and that recording. Anyway, last week, we touched on a few things, one of them being sex. No, porn. This Thursday, I'll be posting the raw sex. Oh my gosh, Bruce is calling, so I'm going to pause a little, and when I do pause, I hit pause. Yes. Okay, I'll be back. Okay, I rarely pause, but I just did. But anyway, that was Bruce calling. And what was I talking? Yeah, we talk about raw sex coming up this Thursday, so don't miss that. That was fun too. And of course, there are also several discussions that we talk about with Binoy Boy and Peter from OhMyPod.net that I haven't posted yet during that marathon of 6 hours of recording. And 4 hours of those I will be posting as raw shows. So there are several things coming up that I haven't posted yet. I need to edit that, so I'm going to have to figure out time to do that. Anyway, but I just also, I want to say congratulations to Peter and Binoy Boy for achieving their 200th shows. And I actually appeared on the 201 show on OhMyPod.net. We just did the recording earlier, so it was fun, it was wild, and I flashed my tummy to those boys. Oh, I did crazy things, but anyway. So you are just going, by the way, I don't know if JT listened to this, but he probably doesn't, but I don't really care, really. I don't really care who listens to the show, and I'm going to talk about this in a moment, too. JT, we talked about you on Pinoy Boy 201. I mean, did I say Pinoy Boy? I mean, OhMyPod.net show 201. Pinoy Boy and I and Peter talked about you. And so you're going to have to check their shows out to figure out what we talk about you. That's your kind of thing, isn't it? Anyway, we were talking, and I'm going to mention more and more this time, because it's getting closer. July 20th and the 21st would be PodCamp Midwest, and it will be held here in Kansas City. And as you know, I am from Kansas City, so if you would like to come, visit my royal fatness, or just come join and be a part of PodCamp, you can come, especially if you're in the Midwest area. Even if you're not, you're welcome to come here. You don't have to be a podcaster. A podcast listener is an integral part of podcasting, and therefore you are a part of that too. So I welcome all of you from out of town to come to Kansas City. And I think in the next few weeks, they will probably be posting more pictures, links for hotels. I think the PodCamp event is going to be held at a hotel that's close to the airport. There's a pretty cool mall up there on the north. But if you think that you are going to be driving, if you're going to have a car, it's probably good to stay a little bit south of where the PodCamp event is going to be held, because typically up north is kind of boring. There are several good places, but you know, if you want to see more things, Kansas City, you probably want to come down around Midtown area. And so there are several great hotels. There are, you know, all the way from inexpensive ones to fancier ones. And the fancier ones, is it called Intercontinental or something? Oh, hi, Chai. Chai just came, jump up on top of my lap. Hi, baby boy. You are so cute. He just ate, so he's all snuggly now. You are so cute.
Chai-Chai, you're so cute. Chai-Yang.
Oh, he's purring. And so there are several hotels, but I recommend area around the plaza area. It will be more expensive around that area, I would believe. But there are also several hotels that is a bit north of it that might still be within walking distance, or if you have a car especially, then it wouldn't be a problem. I just want to let you know, people from the East Coast and the West Coast or anywhere else not from Kansas City, if you're not familiar with Kansas City, the plaza actually give you free parking all throughout the plaza. So if you, it's a city for driving, that's why there are more fat people here, not for walking. And so come down to the plaza area, and the plaza area is probably one of the most famous shopping mall. It's an outdoor shopping mall, and a lot of people are actually following that trend and creating outdoor malls everywhere now. But this is like the original outdoor, well, not the original, but I'm not sure if it's the original, but it's one of the first few successful outdoor malls, and it's in the Spanish architecture. It's very cool. So come here, and I will be free from Friday evening onwards all the way through Sunday. So if you are a podcaster, or if you are a listener of mine or of other podcasts and heard about this somewhere, and yeah, you're welcome to Kansas City, and it will be a lot of fun. I know several people, at least two, hopefully three now, that I will get to meet during PodCamp Midwest from two different cities. So hopefully more of you would be considering coming. Again, July the 20th and then the 21st. And I want to also bring up the fact that I didn't get to talk about this much last week about the United American Families Act, which is a bill that is now being introduced in Congress, I believe. And so take action, go to my website, and I should be doing show notes right now. I mean, you know, I should be writing things down. But go to my blog, my website, which is onlinepodcast.com, and scroll down and you will see Take Action Now for UAFA. That's the post that I talked about, the United American Families Act. So click on the site, the link, and visit the website. Oh my gosh, I just realized there's a bad link. Take Action Now, and it brings me nowhere. Whoops, I'm going to have to fix that. In fact, I'm going to try to fix that now while I talk to you. So I will be a bit slow when I do that. You know how horrible I am. But you can also go to immigration.org. Oh my gosh, I'm so bad. Immigrationequality.org. Immigrationequality.org. Immigrationequality.org will bring you to that. Oh, let me see what they have, a new thing now. Tell Congress what, banned, exile, outlawed, keep same-sex couples together, pass UAFA, which is the United American Family Act. And it is, what it does is, and as you know, I am in a binational relationship. Bruce is American and I am actually Malaysian. So it's because of my work that I get to stay here with him, because my work applied green card for me. And for opposite sex couples, you can actually apply, you can get married, first of all, and then that would allow the spouse to be able to apply for a green card, or at least a permanent or a temporary visa to stay here. However, if you're the same sex, because our marriage is not recognized, even if you can get married elsewhere, in some states, you cannot get recognized by the federal government because it's not a law. Well, it's not legal. And therefore, there is nothing that a gay couple or a same-sex couple could do in a binational relationship in order to, for them to stay together. In fact, I told you many times that I've seen people torn apart because of the fact that they are not recognized by the government, even though they've been living together for the last 10 years. And it really, you know, hit home. It's directly involving me personally, because I'm in that same situation. Even though I am lucky enough to have my employer to apply my green card for me, but if I'm not, I'll be in the exact same position. So I want to at least talk about it so that you can start thinking about it. You who are, you know, American citizens who can actually call your Congress and members and tell them that you want them to support that. And that would advocate equal immigration rights for all of us, LGBT community, as well as individual with HIV positive status also. So go read all about it, immigrationequality.org. You should get to the first page right there. And let's see. Oh yeah, I want to talk about Mother's Day, because even though I didn't really get to interview the mom that I want you to listen to, but we can save that for later. But something happened. My sister is going through a little sickness right now, and without going too much into the detail of what's going on, she's fine. I just don't want to talk about it because it's not me, right? It's a different family and it's different people involved. I don't want to go too much into the details. So I just want to say that my sister's not feeling well, and my mom is taking care of her. And of course, my sister is also a mother, and she had to spend her Mother's Day in the hospital, which is not fun. And my mom, when I called one night, and it really was a, you know, almost like a bittersweet experience. When I called my mom said that she was feeding my sister. And, you know, but yeah, she's fine. You know, it may sound more serious than it actually is, but she's recovering and she's being treated and she's doing great. And she even improved a little bit, she told me last time we talked on the phone. So it just, you know, hit me that no matter how old you are, you will always be your mom's children, and your mom will always be mom. And I want to talk a little bit about my mother, you know, the memory that is very clear as a child of my mom. I remember one time, I probably talked about this already, but I'm going to repeat that again because there might be new listeners. So I don't know what, maybe about 6 or 7 years old, we went out for a walk, and just, you know, in the back alley, we have this back, long back alley, and my mother and I were walking outside, just went out for a walk, and it started raining. And I know it's something small, it was just a rain, and she couldn't run as quickly as I would, you know, I was still very young and not fat at that time. Kid, and so she just say, you know, running, keep running, you know, go, I'll follow up, you know. She just keep pushing me to run faster and then go home and get dry, while she herself is running slower in the back, and that sort of hurt me. Well, not hurt me, but it just sort of, I don't know, it just makes me feel a touch. I was touched by the situation where she just wants to, you know, get me to a nice, safe place while she herself is in the back. She doesn't want me to stay behind with her and get wet together. So it's a small thing, and I was only 7 or 8 years old. So, you know, at that time, I already felt that. So I guess you can say that I'm a little bit of an old soul. But it was sweet for me. So this last weekend, from my sister and my mother, talking to my sister and my mother, I really felt that connection, the power and the energy from a mother is so great that sometimes as a gay man, sometimes we forget to see or sometimes forget to recognize. I think we often, because, you know, we don't necessarily talk about being a mother. You know, if we want to be a parent, we want to be a father, at least some of us. And so I think we can gain the energy from a mother without having really actually having to be a mother. There's a certain quiet strength. It's almost seemed oxymoron, but it's not. It's this quiet strength, this almost gentle energy, the gentle power that is so wonderful in your mother. At least for me, it did. And she is a great, my mother is a great influence of who I am today. I think last year when I talk about seeing my parents here in Kansas City, you know, they came to visit for a 2.5 months. And I start to realize that I actually look a lot like her. A lot of people actually mentioned that from the pictures that I posted that I actually look like my mother. And so I gained a different layer of connection again with my mother. I have great relationship with my father, but we'll talk about that on Father's Day, how about that? But my mother is a big influence. She's a very strong woman and also very loving. And because of her English, she doesn't feel comfortable speaking English, and because online podcast is mainly, as English as possible, I couldn't have her talk to me about having two gay children, because I also come from a family with two gay children, and especially from an Asian family, it's looked upon as a kind of a serious situation, because both my parents' sons were both gay. My brother's gay and I am gay, and my sister's not, but the two sons, and especially for an Asian family, you can imagine to some parents, it would be a horrible situation because there's nobody to, you know, carry the last name, the Ong last name forward in the next generation. So, but my mother is very loving, and so is my dad, and together it really made it very comfortable for us to come out. And I'm going to talk about this with Irene, which is the guest that I intended to talk to, but because she has, you know, family emergency that we have to postpone the interview, but we'll do that in the future. But we'll talk about that too. I just want to have a different perspective for gay people especially. I want to have I want to talk to somebody. A mother, the person who's not gay but having two gay children, what the feeling, what the experience is. Unfortunately, I don't think my mom would be comfortable talking about that in English, so I won't be talking to her, but I'll be talking to Irene, who is, I think, a great example of that. And so, being a mother, yeah. And one other experience, too, that I remember. Something happened with my mom. I remember it earlier. What is it? Oh, maybe Bruce is back because the cat just jumped down. She was, let me see. I don't remember what I was going to say. Well, I got distracted. Oh, wow. I need to fix this website too, don't I? Gosh. I am going to fix the website while I'm trying to think of what I was trying to tell about my mom. She was a working mother, and she would try to get stuff cooked and ready before she go to school sometimes, or mostly she would go and get several days worth of grocery, and then she would go to work, and then sometimes come home and cook for us. So, you know, she was a busy mom. And as a child, sometimes we don't appreciate what mother does for us until we actually leave the house and then be able to look at them aside from a naggy mother, you know what I mean? So now is probably a good time if you haven't really thought about that. I'm sure you have because it's Mother's Day, but I just, you know, if you can look back and see if there's anything of your mom that you have today, and that's sort of how your mother passed the heritage to you. And I think I see that as a very sweet thing. You know, sometimes it could be, like my mom has this funny thing that she does. She would say things that is similar to the thing, like she would, one example was, wallpaper on a PC computer. You know, you set your wallpaper, which is your desktop pictures. I'm a Mac user, so on your desktop pictures, wallpaper we call it in Windows. And so my mom would kind of get that confused, and she would sort of remember it being wallpaper and somewhat of an interior home type things. And Instead of saying wallpaper, she would say curtain. So it's kind of sweet, and I sort of get that now, because as I'm getting older, I'm actually getting more of that. So it's very interesting how you see some of yourself, you know, you get some of your dad's things, and some of your mom's things, and I just want you to look and look back and see if there's anything sweet about your mother. That said, I'm sure there are other people who would have bad experience with their mothers before, but I'm very lucky. I don't really have anything that was really terribly horrible. I don't even remember if there's any negative things at all with my mother, the relationship with my mother. So I'm quite lucky in that sense, but it also is from her. I just want to see if you guys can remember if there's any sweet moments that are from your childhood that you can think of as an adult. Let me see. I remember, you know, I always, of course, you know, I'm jumping back and forth because I'm trying to do stuff here. I think I've changed the link. tell me too, you know, if you remember any sweet or nice moments from your childhood with your mother, I would like to hear about that. I think it would be a sweet thing to learn. You know, as we get older, the children get older, we sometimes grew apart, and it's like, you know, I talk to my mom sometimes like as a friend, and you know, my mom is religious, and she goes to church, you know, a few times a week, so she's very religious, but she's not one of those people who talk about religion in front of your face and then do something else behind the talk. She is one of those who actually practice the religion, the beautiful part of the religion, which is to love. And I think I learned a lot from her, her personal way of life and how she live her life as a Christian. I know Christian's been having some pretty awful names lately from a lot of those people who use the name of Christians and actually do hateful things, like the war, for instance. And so I won't go into politics right now. But for my mom is, I learned a lot from her. And she goes to church. But the reason why I mentioned that was because she looked at my being gay as a gift from God. And I know it's very hard for some people. I mean, you may be chuckling or you may be choking right now, thinking that how can that possibly be possible? How can that possibly be possible? How can that be something you don't think of that usually when you say when a mother think of or found out their sons or one of their sons is gay. You don't usually think of that as a blessing. But my mom did, and she just told me this last September. She said she felt like my being gay and also how the personality that I have, the approach, you know, let's face it, I'm very approachable because I'm usually just crazy and fun and silly. And I doubt that people would feel intimidated coming up to me and talk to me. And, you know, and you're listening to this, and I talk to you as if I'm talking to a friend. And many of you actually, those who write to me, and we became friends. And so my mom said that because of my personality plus my being gay and also what I'm doing right now with my podcast is actually a gift from God to those who hate and also to those who do not necessarily have a very comfortable environment to be gay. For instance, my focus right here is usually gay Malaysian who are in Asia and struggling with the ability of being able to just be themselves. So my mom thought of that as a gift. So it's an interesting point of view, and I'm sure I'll be eager to talk to Irene about that to see whether or not she feels that way as well. And if more people can feel that way instead of thumping on the Bible and criticize this and criticize that and secretly promoting hate using the name of love, that this world would be a lot better. So, mother, I want you to think about your mother or a mother figure, because, not everyone has the luxury of growing up with a mother in their lives. Sometimes it's either divorce, take their mother away from them, or deaths that could be possible too. Or sometimes they just have a very distant relationship. I'm sure there is one sweet moment that you can think of. And mine was those little things, you know? And I remember also when I was very young, about the same age, probably about seven or eight years old, my mom helped me, with my spelling. We used to have to study spellings in school. I don't remember if this was English or this Malay spelling. I don't remember. But she was helping me doing that, giving me my spelling test at home. And then she neglected to catch a mistake that I consistently make. And therefore, when I did that in school, I lost a point. And, you know, usually it's 10 words, and each word is 10 points, and then you get 100 points, full points. And then I remember coming home and telling my mom that, and she said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, it's my fault, and I made you lost the points." And I actually felt bad for her feeling guilty about that. You know, for some weird reason, I remember all those things, those little moments that I shared with my mom. I'm sure she doesn't even remember that, because it's so minute, so tiny. And so this just, you know, I think that what's triggered me into talking about this is really the phone call when I heard my mom was feeding my sister. That was like a bittersweet moment. It's just, you know, sweet in the fact, in the way that, you know, no matter how old you are, your mother is still your mother. My mother is in her late 60s, and my sister is in her early 40s. And so it's, you know, my mom is feeding her, and I just made that connection that, oh my gosh, you know, when I was young, my mom was feeding us. And, you know, those kind of thoughts just came back into my head, and it's kind of sweet. Kind of sweet. And I'm trying to recall, and you know, I would love to hear from you. If you have any audio feedback that you can send in, you can go to MyChingo on my website, onlinepodcast.com. On the right-hand side, you can click and leave me a message there. Or you can also call me 206-888-JOHN and leave me a voice comment about your experience about your mom. Good or bad, I think it's good to reflect that. Most of the time, I don't know about you, but I think about my mother on my birthday, because one day I was at a computer lab, I was working this late shift, I just realized that, oh my gosh, the birthday is all about me because I was born, but then who's actually doing all the hard work? It's your mother that's doing all the hard work, and a father too, but mother really actually physically having to, you know, push you out of her vagina. And last few weeks, I did a show with a few women who just gave birth on my Penang Hokkien podcast, and talk about a child giving birth to children and all that. And that really changed a lot of my perspective too about being a mom. So we tend to forget about mothers on our birthdays. And I think it should be, for me at least, I always think about my mother on my birthday. And I don't know if you do the same. If you share the same thing, let me know. But that's what I do. But I'm glad that there's a Mother's Day. And I know it's commercialized already. You know, you need to get a card and all that, flowers and all that. But yeah, it might be, there's a positive side to it too. You don't have to spend big bucks to make your mother feel good or happy. I think a chat with her would probably make her feel good. Maybe discuss or talk about old times would probably make her feel good. Your being there would make her feel good. I do not have the luxury, I do not have the opportunity to be there with my mother. So I have to rely on technology. I call her on iChat, I call her on Skype, and we talk on the phone. And that is our way of connecting. And I want you to take a moment and think about your mother. If you haven't already done so, most of you would probably do that because yesterday was Mother's Day. But you know, think of a sweet moment rather than which card you want to get or what gifts you want to buy your mother. I think most mothers would probably just appreciate their children being there or thinking about them, talking to them. Maybe some in some level relate or connect with your mother. So that's my 2 cents on my mother. And if I think of any other mom stories, I'll probably tell you again on my podcast. But it's just very sweet. And again, I want to stress my sister's fine. I'll be getting more information from her as I talk to her every day. And I'll probably update you again, but she's fine. I just don't want you to worry. You know, I'm like that. So that's probably it for now. If I think of any mother story, I'll tell you again. But that's one of the few that I can think of off the top of my head. And I hope you will have a wonderful week ahead. The Raw Sex Show is coming up on Thursday. And then we'll talk more next week and the following week and all those good stuff. And I want you to go to ohmypod.net and check the show out, 201. I'll be on there. And also go to immigrationequality.org or go to my website to find those links. Thank you so much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget to smile. Bye.